Good morning. 1 Corinthians 11, 24 and 25. And when Jesus had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." It's Saturday afternoon in the fall, and some old rivals have gathered for battle. But we're not talking about football or the World Series. The battle's not over yard lines or runs, but over four words from the Bible. "This is my body." Jesus' words instituting the Lord's Supper. It would be a long, tiring afternoon. Twice Luther would say to Philip Melanchthon, "You speak now, I am really tired." It's an afternoon that much of Lutheranism tries to forget. Books about Luther have even intentionally left it out because they are embarrassed by it. These liberal Lutherans thereby demonstrate that they are following neither Luther nor the one Luther followed. How often are we embarrassed by Jesus' words? The contestants, Luther and Melanchthon, versus Zwingli and Oecolampadius, are sitting around a table in the castle overlooking Marburg. It's October 2nd, 1529. What led to this spiritual world series? Luther teaches Jesus' body and blood are really present in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. How this is possible, I cannot explain in terms of earthly physics. Jesus' word is enough. "This is my body. This is my blood." So in some way, Jesus' body is present in, with, and under the bread. Jesus' blood is present in, with, and under the wine, because "is" means "is." Zwingli teaches the bread and wine represent or symbolize Jesus' body and blood. "Is" simply cannot mean "is," because that doesn't make any sense. The stakes are high. Some powerful people in the world had called for the meeting and are looking over their shoulders. For the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V has revoked the edict which had temporarily allowed Lutheran teaching and worship, and decreed that all people and lands who teach, harbor, or allow this Lutheran pestilence shall be destroyed by sword and fire. Among the Lutheran states, Prince Philip of Hesse has taken the lead, feeling that their very survival depends on forming a political alliance of defense that includes all the Protestants. Those princes are excited that if Luther and Zwingli can agree on the Lord's Supper, then a united front can be formed against the emperor. Luther, however, views the stakes in a very different way. He sits down and lifts the tablecloth far enough to scrawl in chalk, "This is my body." It's the kind of down-to-earth gesture that Luther is known for. If he should waver, he wants those words in front of him, for those words are not only the subject of the debate, they are not subject to debate. Luther believes what is at stake is whether Scripture alone is the foundation of our faith, whether Jesus is in this sacrament, personally giving you the very body broken, the very blood shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Though words written in chalk, they are words of life from heaven. Luther frames the debate. "I don't want to hear what reason says. I completely reject this rational argument that a large body such as Christ could not fit in a small space such as this piece of bread. God is above all human mathematics. I request valid proof from Scripture alone that these words do not mean what they clearly say." Zwingli says, in John 15, Jesus says, I am the vine, but obviously Jesus is not really a vine, but using figurative language, meaning I am like a vine. So when Jesus says, this is my body, he means this is like my body. I do not deny, Luther responds, that there is symbolic speech in Scripture. Yet the symbolism is never in the verb is, but in the object of the sentence, the word vine. Jesus is not just like a vine. He does not just symbolize a vine. He is a vine. Not a vegetable vine, but the vine that supplies us with grace, faith, and life to live and grow. In him, full forgiveness and life with God flows to you. When Jesus says, I am the door of the sheepfold, he does not symbolize a door. He is the door, not of wood, but the only way of entry into the kingdom. Is means is. Zwingli replies, in John 6, when Jesus spoke about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, the listeners understood him to mean physically eating his real flesh. And Jesus countered, the spirit gives life, the flesh profits nothing. So doesn't that prove that Jesus did not mean we would actually eat his body and blood in the Lord's Supper? But Luther shows, in John 6, Jesus is not talking about the sacrament, but about believing in Jesus himself. We do not deny that there is to be a spiritual eating in the sacrament. Indeed, faith is necessary to receive the saving benefits, namely that Jesus is in this sacrament, personally giving you the very body broken, the very blood shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 315, 315, stanzas 6 and 9.